SAO, welcome to All About K-Pop.
I'm Krisha.
And I'm Mira.
BTS's famous quote from their song Tomorrow is, "When the dark night passes, a bright morning will come when tomorrow comes. The bright light will shine, so don't worry." BTS inspires everyone to follow their dream, no matter how big or small it is, and to love yourself.
BTS is a 7-member group taking over the world with their amazing music. BTS, also known as Bangtan Sanyadan, means Bulletproof Boy Scouts. They also pronounced that they would be known as Beyond the Scene in 2017. BTS is from a number of cities in South Korea, such as Busan, Seoul, and many more. They debuted in 2013.
So Mira, I think the big question here is, why is BTS so popular?
Well, Krisha, you're about to find out because this entire episode is all about our favorite boy group. I've always been wondering how BTS inspires people all over the world. Like, you see people on Instagram posting pictures and videos on how the group has impacted their lives.
So I definitely think that BTS has, like, inspired me to help others because, like, all of their profits that they earn from their tours and everything, they give more than half of it away to charity and they donate it. And that just inspires, like, me, and it should inspire a lot of people around the world to donate more to people because there are hundreds of people out in the world that don't have what we do. And I feel like they should also have the same equal chances like, you know, we do.
BTS has taught me to never give up. Like, for example, when they released their first song, it was different from other K-pop groups, but no matter what other people said, they didn't care and they did their very best, and this inspires me to never give up.
They also show how hard work pays off because you remember in No More Dream, it wasn't that big of a hit. Like, when I first listened to it, I didn't like it that much, and I feel like that's what the K-pop industry and their fans also thought of it, but even though they had many failures and a lot of haters, they never gave up. I saw this video and a photo a few days ago about how small the fan base was, how small ARMY was. It's like a couple hundred, and now it's like a million people. Like, yeah, can you believe how far they've come?
Yeah, I get it. It's okay.
They've never given up.
And also, they teach people that everyone is unique. Like, for example, some people decide to change themselves because they think they're not good enough or something like that. But BTS shows people how everyone is unique in their own ways. They stand out from everyone. Like, everyone has their own place in this world.
I feel like the most unique person or member in BTS is probably V, because he's just so unique, you know? Like, he's weird. He's a weirdo. He's a total weirdo. Like, don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and everybody else, like, has, like, a certain reputation that they hold up. Like, V and J-Hope, to me, they just are the most carefree people. Like, just the entire band in general, they're themselves, you know? Like, they're one of those special bands out there that don't lie in front of the camera, and they're real.
Like, they don't care what other people say about them. They just decide to be unique because they know that they're good themselves.
Yeah, and they've got, like, a whole ARMY, like, which is their fan base, backing up them. And people that think they're weird after they do one small thing, they're not true fans. So I feel like, you know, they've come a long way now. I don't know about you, but I love BTS's music. Their music definitely brings me up and makes me feel happy, but I feel like there must be, like, some meaning to it. Like, I always look at the lyric videos, and they're in Korean, but, like, nobody really pays attention to the lyrics that much. So, like, what are the lyrics mostly about?
Well, if you take a close look at the lyrics in, like, their songs, they can send powerful messages that involve topics like society, mental health, love, and even everyday obstacles. And this can be sad, and most of their songs might sound, like, happy and, like, upbeat and bop and stuff, but it can actually be kind of sad when you actually look at the real meaning.
I, like, I'm not into, like, sad, slow songs, but I love their song, The Truth Unfold. It's just, the lyrics have got such great meaning to it, and it's so sad, and it's also happy at the same time, but, like, if you guys haven't listened to it, you guys should definitely listen to The Truth Unfold by BTS. It's an amazing song. I definitely recommend it. Yeah.
So we were just talking about The Truth Untold by BTS, and I feel like we owe it to you, so we're going to play a short clip of the song. And I know 너의 온길 모두 다 진짜란 걸 꽃에 꺾는 손 참고 싶어.
song, like, while I'm looking at the lyrics right now, it's got so much meaning to it. And if you guys go on YouTube and listen to the Truth Unfolds lyrics, you guys will see how their lyrics can actually be really meaningful. Like, they might be about love and friendship, and maybe that might be cheesy, but if you really dig into the lyrics, it's really meaningful. Mira, are you an ARMY?
Yep, I totally am.
Don't say totally. That sounds sarcastic.
No, but, like, I actually am. Like, I really love BTS.
I think I've been an ARMY ever since October of 2018.
Well, who introduced you to it?
My friends, Durrani and Neha. Like, I remember they came. It was, like, the first week of school, and we were all in the same homeroom class, and they just started talking about BTS at the Derek Band. They started talking about BTS, and I was like, I hate BTS, because, first of all, they stole all the awards for my favorite artist, and second of all, I just didn't know them, and I thought they were weird because they're Korean, and then I actually started listening to them. I was like, why did I hate them in the first place? Like, I'm so proud of them for winning those awards now. How about you?
Yeah, I'm really proud of them, too. I mean, I knew what they were. Like, I knew they were a K-pop group from, like, 2017. And then it just got more involved in, like, 2018 when Krisha started talking about it a lot. Like, a lot. So then I was like, you know, I'm just going to go try listening to two songs. And they were Idol and Fake Love. And they were actually so good. I was like, this is really great. Like, I should start listening to even more. Oh. So then I just became the ARMY I am today, I guess.
Mira, you hated BTS. Like,
yeah, I had an absolute hate against it.
You would create, like, a BTS fan group and just, a hate group and just bring in all the haters. Like, honestly, you hated them that much, okay? But, like, now you really like them. But I remember I held, like, a grunge or a grunt, whatever that word is, against her. Because, first of all, she hated them. And then 2 seconds later, she went from being bipolar, okay? And she started loving them. And then second of all, you stole my bias from me. Like bruh.
So, I remember when Krisha and I both used to hate it so much. She would be like, so disgusting. Who the frick is an ARMY? The next day, she comes up to me. She goes, oh, my God, BTS is so amazing. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, that changed. Really quickly.
But hey, I wasn't that immense, but it's okay. I love them now, and that's all that matters, the present. But since we both are ARMYs, I'm pretty sure there are, like, hundreds more of ARMYs out there. Oh, right?
More than, like, a million.
Yeah, millions of ARMYs. Like, alone in our class, we have how many? Emily Chen, so many people, right? Shout out to Emily Beck and Emily Chen, Emily's. We just have so many. So, I've been wondering this for a long, long time now, ever since I became an ARMY. Why and how did BTS's fan base get so big?
I think it's mostly because of their music, their, like, personalities, and their interactions with fans. Like, just say their music, for example. It's so good. Like, it can be upbeat and stuff, but just take a look at the lyrics. It has so much meaning to it.
I think out of all those three, I like their interactions with their fans. Like, if you see other celebrities, their interaction with their friends, sometimes when they're tired or grumpy, they usually just, like, no matter what the age of the person who's a fan of you, the celebrity, it's the celebrity is always, like, really mean to them. But BTS is in this way. Even though they're tired and they're really, like, They're just so tired. They're still gonna, like, keep on going and stuff.
What happened? Yeah, so also, like, for say, at concerts and stuff like that, if a fan, like, you know, just says, like, something to BTS, they don't get angry about it and, like, go back to the fan, like, oh, why'd you do this? Because I've seen many celebrities do that before. Like, the fan's just like, oh, my God, I love you so much. The celebrity's always like, back off. Like, can you not? But then BTS is always loving to their fans, and they show no hate against them, even if other people show hate to BTS themselves.
Yeah, like, no matter how far they are right now, like, they're the biggest boy group in the world at the moment. They still respect their fans. They always give them a shout out. Like, I'm pretty sure every celebrity does this, but their shout outs are all on ARMY. Like, there's a song just written for ARMY. Like, this shows their contribution to the fan base.
And, okay, and also their personalities. They're so loyal to each other, and they treat each other just like family. I mean, they are like a family at the same time.
Living with each other for more than, 10 years. And their music, it's such a bop. Like, honestly, I listened to it, and I was like, this is so good, and Their music would literally make you wanna get out of your lazy bed, out of your stop being a couch potato and start dancing. Like, it's just that good.
And also, okay, let's go back to 2013 now. Their first song, No More Dream, and then their latest hit from their new album, Boy With Love, which featured Halsey in it. Like, just look at that change. Like, No More Dream was so, like, gangster and, like, bad boy, but then Boy With Love was, like, you know, cute and, like, well, obviously full of love. And then it was just really upbeat.
I'm a boy with love.
And so much change throughout the 6 years.
Another thing that I really, really like about the fan base is how ARMY always respects BTS. Well, not all, but most ARMYs. Like, the ARMY base is so huge. Like, the concert tickets for Rose Bowl Stadium literally sold out in less than, how many? 2 hours. Yeah. And that's just pretty shocking to me. Like, that shows how big their fan base is, you know?
Yeah, and also, they, whenever, like, haters, okay, I mean, I used to be one. But anyway, I mean, I never, like, said anything, like, if they posted something on social media, I never went back at it and, like, you know, said something really rude and, like, harassing about them. But people,
Kylie Jenner.
But people out there, like, over the world have actually done that to BTS, said really hurtful things to them, but they never went back at it. They took it as, like, you know, an understanding and realized that they need to develop. They grew from their mistakes, and they're where they are today.
Yeah, so basically, I remember there was this, Cardi B won this award, and then she was like, thank you for all them haters that bought my album. That's kind of what BTS did, because they're... like, even their fans and their haters have helped them where they are today. Because, one, haters buy their albums, and then they, like, rip it apart and try to... at least you're buying the albums and giving them money, you know? At least they're getting more profits out of it. They're getting more love. And you make videos on hate things. But at least BTS is the hot topic, you know? They're at least famous.
And, like, I've seen many videos on YouTube, like, you know, like, 10 things that'll make you hate. Let's just say, like... BTS. A BTS member, or, like, BTS themselves. But, I mean, they've probably seen those videos, and they've grew from them. They've, you know, learned from their mistakes and decided to not back off against, like, you know, they decided not to, like, fire back at their haters and not to cause a problem. Like, they're not known for anything really bad they did. They never did anything really bad. It's just that the haters just hate them.
Yeah, because I feel like haters mostly just hate them because they're jealous or... there's another artist that they're competing against. But, guys, look at this. BTS is, like, their personalities, if you look at that, Camila Cabello, Halsey, Ariana Grande, they've all been in the same, they've been nominees for the same category. But guess what? They're friends now. And, like, I feel like fan bases should be the fans now, too, you know?
And, like, after Boy With Love, like, since Halsey featured in it, BTS and Halsey became actually pretty good friends.
Okay, in short, basically, BTS's fan base is really huge because of their music, their personalities, and their interactions with their fans.
Girl, that was a lot of ranting.
I know, but, oh well, we're talking about BTS. Here we can rant all we want about haters.
Well, all of those questions and answers lead up to why BTS is so popular nowadays.
BTS might win hundreds of awards and make tons of music videos, but the group is more than just seven average boys singing and winning people's hearts with their music. They're inspiring many people around the world to never give up on their dream, using their journey to great success. BTS doesn't hide their true selves from their audience, which makes them more than a group of K-pop idols. Many ARMYs around the world have faced ups and downs through their life. BTS's music helps them fight through the hard times. Well, that was a long discussion on BTS, but that's a wrap, guys. And thank you for joining us on All About K-pop. See you guys next time.
Bye. Thank you.
Saranghae.
안녕하세요. Welcome to All About K-pop.
I'm Mira.
And I'm Krisha.
So Mira, oh.